بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we started a new chapter, باب الإنفاق مما يحب ومن الجيد. The chapter on spending from that which one loves and that which is superior in quality, right? That which is good quality. So a person when he spends, he must spend also from those things that he loves, those things that are dear to him, and those things that are also good in quality, those things that are have a good value, good quality, etc. From this also a person should spend. Often it comes in our mind that when there's leftover food, let's find some poor person and give it to him. When there's leftover goods, we've got nobody to give, and let's give this thing in charity. But the real charity is when a person gives also. Not that he shouldn't be giving those things away. Those he can give away, no problem. But he should be also giving from those things that he loves, those things that have got good quality. From that also he should be giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So under this chapter there is one incident that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought one hadith that covers this whole chapter. It shows us what lesson we can take just from one action of Sahaba, how good their actions were, how beloved their actions were, and how they practiced when we, like how we are hearing that we should be giving something that we love, how they practiced upon it. So it's a reflection for us to think that what level of ita'at, what level of obedience had we got when Sahaba had such a high level. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to bring that level of ita'at in our lives. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال كان أبو طلحة رضي الله عنه أكثر الأنصار بالمدينة مالا من نخل وكان أحب أمواله إليه بيرحاء وكانت مستقبلة المسجد وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يدخلها ويشرب من ماء فيها طيب قال أنس رضي الله عنه فلما نزلت هذه الآية لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون قام أبو طلحة إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى أنزل عليك لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون وإن أحب مالي إلي بيرحاء وإنها صدقة لله تعالى أرجو برها وذخرها عند الله تعالى فضعها يا رسول الله حيث أراك الله فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بخ ذلك مال رابح ذلك مال رابح وقد سمعت ما قلت وإني أرى أن تجعلها في الأقربين فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أبو طلحة رضي الله تعالى عنه أفعل يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقسمها أبو طلحة في أقاربه وبني عمه متفق عليه. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that from amongst the Ansar, Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu owned the most date orchards in Medina Sharif. And from all his wealth, his orchard by the name of Bayraha, which was in front of Masjid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the dearest to him. So he owned the most amount of orchards. But one particular orchard was called Bayraha. That orchard was right in front of Masjid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Historians mention to understand what a location that orchard had, that most beloved orchard, that when you enter from the rear end, the end of the masjid, where you got the Darul Taqwa, you got the Royal Andalus, you got the Hilton, that area when you're entering from the main doors at the back, right at where the steps are and going into the main doors, was where this orchard, around that area, just around the entrance, was where this orchard was positioned. Massive orchard, huge orchard, was around that area. So you can imagine what a strategic position it had. It was facing the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Location was excellent. It wasn't far away from the masjid. It was not only location was excellent, it was facing the masjid. Also, it was this orchard was such an orchard that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to enter it and drink its sweet water. It had sweet water. And we know that part of the world to get water is difficult. And then to get sweet water, how difficult it is. But this orchard had sweet water also. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also frequent it. So can you imagine how beloved this orchard was to him? Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu continues, when this verse was revealed that you will never be able to acquire high virtue, the perfect virtue, in other words, the higher levels of taqwa, until you give of which or until you spend from that which you love. So Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu, so this ayat was revealed that you won't be able to reach the higher levels of taqwa, the higher levels of virtue and piety until you give that which you love. Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately and he said, yeah, this is Sahaba, that when they hear, yeah, I ate, now they don't think that it's for the next person or it's for another occasion. They think that it's for me to practice immediately. So Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah Ta'ala has revealed this verse to you, that you will never be able to acquire perfection in virtue until you spend something of that which you love. The most beloved of all my wealth is Bayraha, this orchard that is situated in such a place. This is the most beloved asset and possession I have. I give it in charity for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Immediately, I give it in charity for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Can you imagine if he kept it, thinking how we normally think, that the value of this thing will increase, the location is excellent. Can you imagine what value that will have today, in that particular place, in Medina Sharif, at that place? What value, how many millions or billions it would have been worth. Those orchards are not like small gardens like what we think. Each orchard has sometimes about 20,000, 30,000 date palms in it. In one riwayat it comes, one orchard, 40,000 date palms. So many, many date palms, huge. Can you imagine the area it was covering also? And what value it would have had, but for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to get that high levels of taqwa. I'm giving it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he didn't only tell Rasulullah sallam, I'm giving in charity. He said, I am hopeful for its goodness and reward from Allah ta'ala. So, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you distribute this orchard wherever Allah ta'ala directs you. In other words, wherever you want to distribute it, you distribute it. I'm not giving any conditions. I'm giving it without any conditions. This I'm giving for the sake of Allah. There's no conditions attached that you must give it here or give it there or distribute. How bima araka Allah, however Allah Ta'ala directs you to distribute it at your will, you may distribute it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, excellent, that is a very profitable wealth. And I look how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining it to him. This is what you call a true investment. When you're giving it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is true wealth. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, bakh. Or sometimes this thing can be read as bakhin, bakhin. Rasulullah was excited and told him, how excellent, what a profit you made today. You've given this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him something that's also very important for us to take a lesson from. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now he's telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you distribute it as you feel like distributing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I feel that you should distribute it amongst your close relatives. That you take this and go distribute it amongst your close relatives. Now this shows us to the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The way he's teaching us, that when you start with charity, then start with your own family. See in your family who is in need of charity and start distributing it there first. Then go to the outside world. Not to say a person shouldn't go, he should help everyone. But start with his own family. So the last part of this hadith, Abu Talha radiallahu anhu said, I will do so, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He then distributed it amongst his close relatives and his cousins. In one narration it comes that he had given it to Hazrat Hassan ibn Sabit radiallahu anhu, and he had given it to Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu. This also was his family, but from fourth and fifth generations. In other words, that distant relatives, but they didn't forget that this is my relative, that I should be giving it to them. From even the fourth and fifth generation, made it a point and when it gave it to them. So that shows us also something else, that we should keep contact with our relatives. Know who our relatives are. Sometimes a person knows second generation, third generation, fourth and fifth. You ask the average person, he say, I don't know who's the fourth and fifth. Grandfather's father and all that, we don't know who that is and who that family is. But they knew who that family is. He took it and went distributed. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal and practicing on his beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.